This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Another congressional indictment today, this time against a Democrat. Congressman William Jefferson represents New Orleans. He's charged with 16 counts of bribery, racketeering, fraud, and money laundering. This involves alleged payoffs with a Nigerian official who the congressman supposedly agreed to help to make deals. Investigators raided Mr. Jefferson's home almost 2 years ago, and you may recall this story from the cold, hard details of what they found. $90,000 in cash in his freezer. NPR's Peter Overby joins us for more on this story. Peter, what about these charges today?
Well, let's see. It's a bribery scheme, and it's quite a network that they're laying out here. It's a 95-page indictment. That tells you something about it right there. The bribes allegedly were going to this official and others in Nigeria, also to Congressman Jefferson and members of his family. The indictment lists eight different companies controlled by Jefferson and his family that supposedly were getting business from the companies that he was supposedly helping. The business deal behind the allegations here, he was helping American businesses get contracts in Nigeria. Everything else kind of flows from that, according to the indictment.
So there was a bunch of money sort of flowing around there, and some of it flowed back to Mr. Jefferson and ultimately into his freezer somehow. This is all allegations, but what about the cash in the freezer? Whatever happened to that?
Well, that's allegation and allegedly videotape as well. 2 years ago, the FBI said in an affidavit they videotaped a cooperating witness give Congressman Jefferson a leather briefcase with $100,000 in it, in marked bills. A few days later, the FBI, according to the affidavit, raided his house and found $90,000 of that in the freezer. And they were able to identify it, obviously, because the bills had been marked.
Now, there are at least two plea bargains already in this case from two other individuals. Who are those people, and what's their role?
Brett Pfeffer was an aide to Jefferson who then became an investment advisor, and he's the one who connected Jefferson with this businesswoman who then became the cooperating witness. In the affidavit, there's also a lot of information about her wearing a wire, conversations with between her and Jefferson about money changing hands. The other... So Pfeffer has gone to prison. He pleaded. He went to prison. The other person who's gone to prison is Vernon Jackson, who was a businessman whose company was involved in this deal. It was one of the companies that Jefferson was helping to get business in Nigeria, and the businessman wound up going to prison over it.
NPR's Peter Overby with us from Washington on the indictment of Congressman William Jefferson, something that's been talked about for a couple of years now. It has come about today. Peter Overby, thank you very much.
You're welcome.